Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week number 2 of 100 days to 100Ks. My big challenge coming up in May, I'm going to be running the 100-kilometer ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains. I think it's called the UTA event. 100 kilometers over a trail, 4,500 meters elevation, and I'm very nervous for it, but I'm really excited because training is well and truly on its way, and you guys are going to get to come on the journey with me. Last Friday, we had an epic episode with Tom Greer-Smith, performance psychologist, who gave me a bunch of insights on how to mentally prepare for the race, which was a very good tip. Also, exciting times, new sponsor here at Good Humans Podcast, and it's been a product I've been using a bunch these last couple of weeks getting ready for my run. So it's called 2X Espresso, which is an instant coffee that you just put your spoon in, one scoop of it in your cup. I put a little bit of honey, hot water and milk, and bang, you are on. It's something that I've been using for my runs. I like having a coffee in the morning. It kind of feels like it gets my heart rate up and gets me ready and prepared to run and be focused on that run. And yeah, I've been using this 2X Espresso, which has been epic. So it's got three nootropics in it. It's got alpha GPC, L-theanine, and Panax ginseng. But the best thing about it is it just saves money. I feel like so often when we get a coffee every single day, it really starts to add up. And if you're like me and like living life kind of on the go, especially early morning workouts, this has been such a game changer for me. It works out to be under $2 a cup. If you use my code GOODHUMAN over on 2xespresso.com, you can get a big 30% off everything over on their website. So 2xespresso.com. You can check out all the science on their website behind the product. You can also learn about, yeah, all the different flavors they have, and you're going to absolutely love it. So use that code GOODHUMAN. Let me know what you think. Tag both myself and at 2x_espresso on Instagram. Would love to know what you think. Might even send out a couple free packs for people who tag us on Instagram. Okay, this week on 100 Days, 100Ks. Each week I'm going to bring you on these Monday episodes a bit into my training, but also a little topic. So the topic this week is the importance of building a solid training plan. And it's something that I've done a marathon before without a training plan, and it was painful and probably wasn't the best idea because I was so sore and not feeling good after it. So I guess the reason for creating an essential training plan is for preparing my body and my mind for the challenge that the 100K is going to be. And main thing is just to increase the likelihood of success and minimize the risk of injury and burnout along the way. So there's going to be a bunch of things that I'm going to have to do for my training plans. Obviously, the physical preparedness and getting the body ready is one thing because we can't just throw ourselves into a 100K race. So the physical is an obvious one. The mental conditioning is something as well that I'm going to be working on, trying to put myself through challenging, I guess, scenarios throughout the next 100 days getting ready for the race. You can go back and listen to my episode last Friday with Tom Greer-Smith, performance psychologist. We did speak quite a lot about this idea of mental conditioning and really putting yourself in a place prior to the race where you feel that mental conditioning. And yeah, I think you guys are going to enjoy that episode. So go check that out. Also, another reason why training is super important and having a plan is risk reduction. Without proper training, the risk of injury increases so much. So making sure that I'm not getting overuse injuries and sort of slowly preparing all different parts of my body for that long run. Another reason why I'm training a lot and having a solid training plan is optimizing performance. I know this race is going to have plenty of hills and a lot of different challenging sort of obstacles for a trail run. So I'm going to be tying that into my training plan so I can hopefully learn how to run up hills, learn how to run down hills and over rocky environments. So that's a big one. Another reason why having the training plan is just to build confidence. It's going to require so much confidence to be able to get through it. So having that solid foundation, super important. And I guess the last one is just goal setting. A training plan provides a bit of a roadmap for me for progress and also allows me to set specific goals to track my improvement over the training sort of block. So if I'm not having that training plan, things, obviously are going to be a lot tougher. So that's why I've set a training plan. That's why I'm working with Project personal best training, running training with GI Dean, who was episode 2 weeks ago. Go check that one out. And also Vanessa, who's going to be coming up on this podcast in the coming weeks. By working with them, it's really helped me set that training plan. So I'm going to give you a bit of an update of what I've done this week. So I have this app called Final Surge, where each week Jai and Vanessa put in what I need to do every single day. And I thought each week I'd run you guys through the training I did each week. So this week on Monday, I always have lower body and sort of cross training, like a bit of endurance stuff. So for me, I did a lower body actually session inside on Monday. It rained quite a lot in the afternoon, and in the morning the surf was pumping. So I went for a really long surf in the morning as my sort of endurance training. And then the afternoon it started raining. So I did like a little indoor session on my yoga mat where I just did legs, 100 rep sort of session again without weight. So I just did 25 squats, 25 side lunges, 25 front lunge, 25 back lunge, 25 rear leg elevated lunge, and 25 calf raises with 15 kilo water jug on my knees. Four rounds of that, so 100 reps of each. And then I went over and did 100 sit-ups, 100 ankle taps, and 100 bicycles just to get that core sort of fired up and work in, yeah, core exercise for Monday. So that's what I do on Monday. Tuesday morning, I have my Salt Run Club, Salt Social, down at the Salt Mill at Currumbin. If you live on the Gold Coast, or if you're part of the 1% Club, or if you're just part of listening to this podcast and you don't come down on Tuesday to Salt Social Run Club, I really encourage you guys to. I brought three friends this week. I brought my beautiful partner, Carol. She's very resistant to come at 4:45, wake up, and 5 a.m. down to Salt Social, but I got her out of bed and she loved it. She ran 5Ks, found it really easy. She enjoyed it. She actually did another 5K run this week, which I'm super proud of her. Also had another friend of mine, Dean, and a friend of mine, Lehman, come down. They got into it. Dean did 10Ks with me, which was really nice. Felt a little bit sore on my 10K. I always find that Tuesday one is a little bit sore after training legs, so it's a bit more of a recovery run. Did 10Ks at like 5:20 pace, which was good. Wednesday, I then had upper body strength, which I actually skipped. The surf was once again really good on Wednesday, so I went for a 1 kilometer endurance swim in the morning to have a bit of cross training for endurance. So I did half an hour swim in the creek down at Tullabudra, and then I did a session at Riggs Recovery as well on Wednesday. I did a nice session in the recovery boots, ice bath, and then I went for two surfs on Wednesday instead of my upper body. So Jai said I can swap out sessions with somewhat replacement sessions if I'm getting calories in and it's something I enjoy doing. So yeah, the surfing happened on Wednesday. Thursday, I have run training with the Project Personal Best Run Training Squad, which was really fun. Thursday, we did 1 kilometer time trial laps of this little loop that we train at. And it was, yeah, it was good fun. We did 5 laps. I think we're running at a sub 4 minute per kilometer pace, which is really fast for me. So I was pretty happy to do that. Really intense heart rate. Then having 2 minutes of rest and doing it again, ended up running 7.5 Ks that day, which was, yeah, nice. That's kind of the session we try and push and really show what we're capable of. Friday, I then had the day off. Friday's my rest day. I did a bit of a stretching session, recovery day, really tried to switch the body off. All while doing that whole week, I was working as well. Those sessions, obviously in the morning and in night, while sort of juggling, doing the podcast, doing podcast recordings with different guests, which was really fun, catching up with Tom Grier Smith, the psychologist, last week. Really interesting episode with some really good tips for running and overcoming your mind. So go check that out. And then on Saturday, I had my long run. So Saturday is my trail run day. So I dropped my partner to the markets at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, came home, did breath work, and then I went out to the trails, met up with a mate of mine, Keegan Hipgrave, absolute legend, previous guest on the podcast, and me and two of his mates got an hour and 15 in together, about 10 or 11 Ks, I think. And then I had to get 2 hours in, so I kept running out on the trail and the border trail in Tugan and Currumbin. And I got 17 Ks in my 2 hours. So my longest run I've been for quite some time. Felt pretty good running through it. Body wasn't too sore. Started to get a little bit of a twing in the back of my left hamstring, but nothing too strenuous. Sunday, woke up, had a nice cruisy sleep in on Sunday, just went for a 4K run. That hamstring was still feeling a little bit tender, so just kept it light, 4Ks just then. I think total got a 40-kilometer week in this week, biggest week I've had in a long time. And yeah, looks like my training plan, it's going to slow down this week. I have a bit of a detraining week, it sounds like Jai's telling me. So maybe just, I don't know how many, probably 30 Ks this week, and then back lifting it up to over 50 for the week after. So thanks to everyone who's tuning in. I appreciate you guys following along the journey. Hopefully I can inspire you to take on a bit of a challenge, set a goal for yourself in 4, 6, 10, 12 weeks. And yeah, get outside, do a bit of running, realize that you don't have to do massive sessions. It's just about consistently putting in a few sessions a week. I think I only did like 5 hours of running this week and got about 40 Ks in. So you guys can do it too. It's not too much of a commitment. And yeah, there's some really cool science behind it. If you go listen to the episode with Tom, the psychologist, he explains the benefits of running and physical activity and cardiovascular activity for your mental health. So thanks for tuning in. Love you all. See you on Wednesday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.